House Bill 1080, an act to provide for notification to the petitioner when an ex parte protection order is served. Representative Marshall.
Thank you very much, Madam Chair. I am Representative Casey Marshall from District 12. I bring to you today House Bill 1080. Presently, as you can see by the existing code, presently, when a protection order is issued and law enforcement is asked to serve that, there is no accommodation in our law for that law enforcement officer to then let the petitioner know that that protection order has been served. And what House Bill 1080 does is, if that petitioner has let law enforcement know where they are, where they can be reached, then it is, in fact, law enforcement's responsibility to contact them once that has been served. The condition of the petitioner participating and letting them know where they are is to attempt to not have any further burden for law enforcement, but in fact let people know where they stand and what the status is of their circumstances. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you. Other proponent testimony for House Bill 1080.
Morning, Madam Chair. I'm Diana Miller, representing the South Dakota Network Against Domestic Violence and Sexual Assault. We also support House Bill 1080, and as Representative Marshall stated, it is not designed to add any further burden to law enforcement, but we consider this a safety issue. And so that the petitioner does know when the order is being served and doesn't necessarily maybe feel totally safe, but has some sense of security that the order has been served and she can call for, or he or she could call for, assistance upon violation of any protection order. I also consider it on an informational piece that's important to the people that know that the order against them is being served. And so they are under the understanding that now if you act in any way or harm anyone or do anything, you are going to be put on notice. We did talk with law enforcement about the fact, and I agree that the address needs to be and a telephone number needs to be provided, so that the law enforcement people don't have to run around searching for someone without an address or phone number, that they can easily do it that way, and a telephone call or something can be done. But I think this bill is a common sense bill and just really provides an implementation tool to what we currently have on the books. And I would urge your adoption of House Bill 1080, Madam Chair. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Other proponent testimony for House Bill 1080. Good morning.
Good morning, Madam Chair, members of the committee. My name is Dick Thiessen. I'm an attorney here in Pierre, and I represent the South Dakota Sheriff's Association and South Dakota Chiefs of Police. We support the bill. I would have talked to Diana before now and Casey, but it wasn't until this moment I recognized that maybe an or should be an and. I think that logistically this is something law enforcement probably tries to do already and will certainly strive to do after this bill is passed. But I think that what we'll be doing is we'll be trying to notify them by phone first, if that's possible, and if they can be located, because frankly the mail may be 2 days too late. You ought to know as soon after we serve it as is possible, and I think law enforcement will strive to do that. However, if we can't reach you by phone at the number you've given us, we need to be able to do something, and that's when a postcard would go out or something of that order, or a letter. I wonder if the or on line 12 shouldn't be and, so that you would be required to provide us with both your phone number and an address. So should I not be able to reach you by phone, I have a secondary mechanism to try and get notice to you. So I hope it's a friendly amendment. I didn't think of it until just now. So,
thank you. Other proponent testimony on House Bill 1080. Any opponent testimony on House Bill 1080? We will close to proponent and opponent testimony and open for committee questions. Speaker Michaels.
Bad news. I'm getting more caffeine. But may I have a question of Mr. Thiessen, please?
Should I be wary?
No. No, you shouldn't. Okay. Just goofy question. Because I think there's a misconception of to whom these protection orders are intended to protect. The misconception I've always been arguing against is that is people of no means and lower capabilities financially. And, of course, we know that's not true. It's of all socioeconomic backgrounds. Yeah. So my question is, what about email notification?
That's good. I mean, I think any tool you can give us is good.
So that we would know.
Yeah, I mean, any tool that you can give us to perform the function that you're asking us to perform by this bill, I don't think can be bad.
Thank you.
So if that's mail, now the only downside I can think of on email would be whether it's intercepted by the party who the protection order may be against. So,
thank you.
Thank you. Other questions? Representative Turnell.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Mr. Thiessen, question, please. I'm certainly not here to look to modify a bill if the people that may be affected don't have an interest in it. My concern, however, is on behalf of law enforcement and potential liability concerns, on line 10 of the bill, when it says shall notify, I immediately think of if the notification doesn't happen maybe within 24 hours or 48 hours, and heaven forbid something should happen, I think, as we all know, if that didn't take place, first of all, that would be a Class 2 misdemeanor. And secondly, and probably more likely, if, again, heaven forbid something should happen, I could see a potential claim being made that law enforcement did not specifically notify when maybe all reasonable attempts were going to be made and it just hadn't occurred yet. I'm wondering if a may instead of a shall would be appropriate, or would there be concerns that would water it down too much?
Wouldn't concern me. You know, you need to discuss that really with these people. I had the same concern and had considered the insertion of the word attempt after the word shall. Certainly we would not object to your providing good faith immunity to law enforcement as long as they in good faith attempt to make the notice. I mean, I don't want to burden this bill. I think it's a good idea. I think it's what we try to do already. Putting it in law is not necessarily bad unless it is going to result in litigation that we wouldn't otherwise have. So I considered the word attempt after shall as maybe being some leeway. I mean, the reality is law enforcement is going to do this. And shall maybe, Steph. I have liability concerns too. One of the things I'll be telling my guys is better make sure that you can prove you did it.
Madam Chair, if I may have
Representative Turnell.
And again, I guess did you have the same thoughts as well, Mr. Thiessen, on behalf of law enforcement, that I can also envision a scenario where the telephone call is made, a message is left, it gets erased, and then it's law enforcement says, and person who is affected says it never happened, and we have this sideways fight that might not be necessary or appropriate when I agree the purpose is laudable and something that I think we would all support, but I think we have to think about the practical effects as well.
And I completely agree with you. It's why I will be telling my guys that if they deliver the message by phone, they also deliver it in writing to make sure that they can document they did it.
Other questions of the committee? Questions of the committee? Either Representative Marshall or Diana? Yes. Wondered if you would just speak to the concerns that were raised.
Yes. Madam Chair, thank you for the opportunity to speak to this. First of all, let me say I appreciate that what I am sensing is that the concept behind this bill is fairly universally agreed upon. It is reasonable in these cases that the petitioner be notified some way, shape, or form that this protection order has, in fact, been served. Now, the question is how to do that, and that's what this language was. As far as some of the suggestions, let me say this first about shall. That is the point. Right now, thankfully, many law enforcement agencies, you know, those responsible for this, do in fact make that notification. But the reason that we have this is we want it to be known that that is required. This is a shall. This isn't a, oh, you know, maybe, maybe not. So I encourage the committee to retain the shall. In regards to the or in line 10, changing to an and, let me just say this about that. Or basically includes and, but and does not include or. So what I mean by that is certainly law enforcement can use the with did you like that?
Her caffeine's kicking in too.
But what that means is certainly they can have a policy that you call first and follow up with written documentation. There's no problem with that if you leave the or, but if under some circumstances that isn't reasonable. We already know the petitioner is, for example, on the move and there isn't an address, but there is a cell phone number, those kinds of things. And so I'd like to protect that or in line 10. The other suggestion was on line 12, and that was changing the or to an and on the final line. And what that is what is the petitioner supplying to law enforcement? And that's certainly protected information with law enforcement, and I don't see how that causes any problems if we want to change that the petitioner has to do both. Of course, I think if there isn't one or the other, someone doesn't have a phone or is in transit, obviously that would be impossible to provide. So I don't have any problem with the end on 12. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you. Thank you. Any other questions of the committee?
Madam Chair.
Representative Turnow.
Representative Marshall, I understand, again, your goal here. And as I indicated before, I think it's certainly an area that should be looked into, and I support the concept of the bill. I guess if you don't like the word may, would you or any of the other proponents have a concern about shall attempt to notify the petitioner? Well, and let me finish. I guess if I throw it out there. I'm also concerned about the time period, because as you know, in these potentially heated matters and as issues arise, you know, if it's served and within 2 minutes there's a call and the call takes an hour and a half for the officer, and within that hour and a half something happens, then the question is going to come up. I can tell you within the idea of potential litigation, did they timely comply? And so my question would be, would you have concerns, or would you view it as a friendly amendment if it said shall attempt to notify the petitioner within a reasonable amount of time by telephone or written correspondence?
May I defer your question to...
Certainly, if it's okay with Madam Chair.
Yes.
Madam Chair, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. In answer to your question, Representative Turnow, if you put in the word attempt, I think our concern is you give them an out. I want this to be done. We're very adamant that the notification process occur. And In some places it's being done now, and it's being done very well. In some places it's not being done. If it shall attempt to, if they run out of time or something and they don't do it, it's an out. And I understand your issues around the liability and all of that. I'm more concerned that, and I think you probably maybe have some valid. I don't know. I'm not an attorney, so I'm not going to speak to a liability issue. But I guess in the purpose of the bill is that we want this to be done. We feel so strongly about the need for this that if you put in shall means it shall be done. It doesn't mean may. It doesn't mean attempt. It means it will be done. And I think it's important in every county, every jurisdiction of this state, when a protection order is issued, that the notification occur. Because it is a very serious problem. It's a volatile situation. It can result in physical harm. And, you know, I don't want to escalate it, but I do want the notification to occur. So that's where we would be. We would encourage the committee to stay with the word shall. We would agree with Representative Mercer. We have no problem with the and. But remember, you know, I guess I could argue on the at the very least to say if you a telephone and address, wonder if they don't have a telephone. Are they in violation of the petitioner then? If they just have an address.
Madam Chair.
Representative Turnell.
If I could follow up, and I understand your concern about wanting it in as a shall. However, I would say from the legal side, here's the concern. First of all, shall attempt to means they have to do it as well. I mean, it doesn't mean they could say, well, I thought about doing it. That's not an attempt. But here would be the concern. So the person who would be affected has provided a telephone, number, and an address. Not everybody has voicemail. So the officer out in the field attempts to make that, makes the phone call, and it rings and rings and rings and rings and rings. He makes the phone call an hour later, and it rings and rings and rings and rings. He's never made contact, and within 2 hours, something happens. Under this provision, without an attempt, that law enforcement has not notified the person who would be affected. Because within that 2 hours or 4 hours, he hasn't fired off correspondence as well. So I guess that would be the concern. If you're very concerned about the word attempt, what about, if I could ask you, what about the idea of within a reasonable amount of time? Just given the scenarios I've just given you, would you have concerns with that?
Madam Chairman?
Yes.
I like that better than attempt. I still don't like it. I guess I'm going to be honest with you. I'm pretty married to the word shall, but I like your second suggestion better than I do the first, if I have to live with one of them. I'm more concerned that, I think the committee is trying to work through something that is important to both sides. I don't discount that. And I appreciate your protecting, you know, the liability issue and all that. So I could live, you know, I can live, I guess, with it. I'd rather have the word shall in there, that's all. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you.
Madam Chair.
Representative Hennies.
Might I suggest that we move this over to Friday and give them an opportunity to sit and try to do this without the whole committee?
Is that preferred? The committee? All right. You can do that.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Madam Chair.
Representative Hunt.
In that regard, I support that Representative Henney's recommendation. If I understand, and just so that we come back with something that we're all on track with, we've got to deal with liability, we've got to deal with timing, and we've got to deal with whether it shall be a shall or a may. Those are the three areas that I'm hearing that we need perhaps to deal with in an amendment.
All right. Speaker Michael.
Thank you. I move to defer House Bill 1080 until Friday.
Moved by Speaker Michael, seconded by Representative Hennies to defer House Bill 1080 to Friday. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed say no. Okay, that will be deferred to Friday. Thank you.